Back to pass. Looking, lobbing. Cameron caught it. He's got it all the way. 10-5 touchdown.
Beautiful feeling for everybody involved. It wasn't it terrific to see you Browns fans leaving early today with the Browns blowing out Pittsburgh, unlike in years gone by. Michael Regei with Jerod Cherry. Let's head right out to the field of First Energy Stadium. Check in with Nathan Zaguru standing by. Big play, Jordan Cameron today. 3 catches, 102 yards, and a touchdown. Nathan, take it away.
Thanks, Reg. Jordan, had to feel good not only to get this win over the Steelers, but for you personally to get back into the end zone. Coming into this game, what did you expect, and then how good was this? How sweet was this victory?
Feels awesome. It hasn't really hit me yet, but we had a great game plan going into this, and guys made big-time plays, and guys stepped up big. You know, John Greco coming in and didn't get a snap of center all week and played his butt off. So it was a great team victory, and I'm just happy for the city. Most, you know, they've been dealing with, you know, Pittsburgh being the bully for a lot of years, and we punched back today.
What kind of a statement did this make about this Browns team and the direction of this franchise?
It's huge. It's huge. It's to get a division win in that fashion against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, it's huge for our organization, for the direction of this team, and guys are, you know, are juiced about it.
So a lot of chunk plays on offense, obviously. You had a couple of them. Let's go to the first one. Was that the same play from training camp way back in the day where Johnny hit you on the left side when Kitch was chasing you down?
Same thing. Yeah, same thing. I got chased down by another big guy. I got tackled. I've been getting a lot of heat from my teammates.
I don't think that was your fault.
Yeah, he's 36-year-old D lineman. I should probably outrun him, but it was a great play by him. Great play by Brian. It was misdirection, and you know, we capitalized on that play.
And then let's walk through the touchdown. Got through the seam. Certainly, we're showing the Jets on that one, running away right into the end zone for your first touchdown this year.
That was you know, it was 3rd and 1, I think, and it was 3 tight ends in the game, and you know, tendency would be to run the ball, and Kyle called the gutsy call, and Brian put the ball in a perfect spot, and it paid off.
Now, this is a game and a passing attack that many people said, oh, they're going to dink and dunk. You only completed 8 passes today, and yet threw for well over 200 yards. What is it about this offense that keeps allowing you guys to make these chunk plays?
A lot of misdirection. You guys thinking you're going over here, and you guys sneaking in over here, and a lot of, you know, it plays everything off the run game, and we've been running the ball so well, you got to respect the run, and it gets guys open in the pass game.
What did this game, your own success, what did this do for your confidence, and what did this do for the confidence of the team to come and make a statement win like this against the Steelers?
It's exactly that. You get a lot of confidence from these victories, you know, personally, and the team, obviously. It's a great team, the Steelers, and you get a victory against them, and it's kind of our rival, and it's huge for us going forward, and we gotta watch it. Don't get too juiced on it. We'll correct the mistakes tomorrow and move on.
Jordan, great game, great win. Enjoy tonight. Go out there, celebrate, party in the streets, folks. All right, Reg, back to you.
Big fella showed out today, Jerod, and we were wondering when the chemistry, when the cohesion that we saw last year between Brian Hoyer and Jordan Cameron were going to click in. Not just clicked in, big plays over the top, vertical, in the seam. Sweet to see.
Oh, it was totally sweet to see, Michael. One of the things that we were hoping for is that Jordan Cameron would be that X factor, and he was certainly that today, as he was the one that was the mismatch on the field for the Browns in that. There was no one, and we saw it on full display with the Pittsburgh Steelers, that could cover him one-on-one. Great job, Jordan Cameron. Way to bounce back and make your name much more relevant with this offense by playing exceptional.
Yeah, the balance was phenomenal today. 368 yards of total offense for the Browns. They really distributed it well. Jordan Cameron, a huge part of it today. Oh, but the defense. Welcome back, defensive side of the ball. When we return, Dante Whitner, Hittner from the east side of Cleveland, joins Nathan Zaguru and us. That's what Browns Overtime cuts roaring back with you following this very sweet Browns win over Pittsburgh. Don't go away.